Today we pray for Christian schools. There are quite a few of them in our county. It was very encouraging to look at. We'll be adding them, and if they have a link to a website, to all of the cities, so that you can also be praying for them depending on what city you live in. But they're in Upland, Alta Loma, San Antonio, based on churches. A lot of churches have some on Apple Valley. They're in Hesperia, Barstow, Victorville. They're all over. They're in the mountain villages. Thank you, Jesus. They're all over the place. First of all, we're going to pray for the students. We're going to pray for the teachers, and we're going to pray for the parents. This is based on a PDF file that you can use from Prayer Closet Ministries by Dr. Kevin Medor that did this way back in 2005. You can put the name of the school that you want to pray for. You can even put the names of the parents or the names of the students. So students, teachers, and or Christian school that you want to think about. So we'll be using that. So Father, we pray for the lost students. There are lost students at these Christian schools, that they would surrender to Jesus as Lord and Savior of their lives. Show them that their lostness and their need of you. Have mercy on them and save them through your Son, Jesus Christ. For those that believe in you, the students, that they would exercise a powerful and righteous influence in the school. Empower them to live holy and obedient lives before their lost friends and teachers. Remove anything from their lives that might hinder their testimony, that they would be a powerful witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Fill them with the Holy Spirit so they can speak boldly about who He is and what Jesus can do. Grant them strength and courage when they're persecuted for their faith. Enable them to stand strong in Christ the Lord. Protect them from evil, worldly influences. Give them the power and courage to say no to sinful peer pressure. Grant them the discernment to see through the empty and foolish values, ideas, and behavior of the world that's in rebellion against you. We pray for the students to have a hunger for learning. Enable them to use their ability to think and learn. Deliver them from laziness. We ask that laziness would be destroyed from their lives and they would study and work with diligence and intensity. That they would diligently prepare themselves during this time. Help them make the most of this time in their lives, that they will develop healthy relationships with others. Teach them how to relate to others with compassion, respect, and understanding. Set them free from developing unhealthy relationships with the opposite. We plead the students will have good relationships with teachers and administration. Grant them respect for the teachers and those in authority. Let their strong working relationships among these groups then in the name of Jesus, that you will grant a spirit of purity among them. Deliver them from immoral talk and actions. Show them the evil and rebellion of sexual immorality. Grant them healthy and pure relationships with members of the opposite sex. Convict those that are sexually active and lead them to seek your forgiveness and help them to abstain from sex until marriage. Strengthen and encourage those who are virgins to continue in this until marriage. We pray in the name of Jesus that Satan's schemes for the students will be destroyed. We plead that he will be bound and he will not work powerfully among the students. Render his malicious and destructive plans totally ineffective. We pray for a powerful and deep work of the Holy Spirit among the students and plead that you will do a powerful and gracious work in their hearts. Holy Spirit, release your power in the school and meet the particular spiritual needs of the students. For those teachers that are unsaved, that still work at Christian schools, we ask that they would come to know you personally and that they would turn from their sin to Jesus in genuine faith. For those that believe in you, that they would exercise a powerful and righteous influence among the students and other teachers. Empower them to live holy lives and minister to the students and other teachers. Help them have a powerful witness and wisdom to know how and when to share their faith. Help pray that they have a heart for truth and love truth and teach it to the students. Deliver the teachers from false and foolish ideologies. Let them set the example of seeking after and learning. Bless them with wisdom to know how to teach the students, how to deal with them, how to train, encourage, and discipline them, that they would know how to deal with problem students. Grant them wisdom, insight, and compassion to help the students and their parents. We plead the teachers would be strengthened to cope with the pressure and demands of their lives. Pour out your grace and kindness on them. Bless them in every aspect of their lives, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and financially. Protect them from discouragement. Empower them to excel in the face of discouraging situations. Grant them a spirit of perseverance in spite of the problems. Bless their personal lives with good and perfect gifts. Help them with personal problems and struggles. Reveal to them the seriousness of their responsibility and how they influence a generation of people. Cause them to see that they will give an accounting to God for what they taught and how. Bless them with a spirit of prayer. Enable them to saturate their work and their students with prayer on a daily basis. We pray for unsaved parents that they would surrender their lives to Christ. Holy Spirit, convict them, draw them to Jesus in faith and repentance. For believing parents to grow in their relationship to God and do this to train godly children, that they would exercise a powerful and righteous influence, that they be genuinely interested in their children and their education. Cause them to take an active role in their lives. Grant good working relationships between parents, teachers, and administration, and respect and support for them. We plead the parents will create an atmosphere at home that will help the children learn and grow and take the initiative to teach and train them, that they would exercise discipline at home, and they would determine in their hearts to love and discipline their children. Grant them the wisdom, patience, insight, and love to do this. Grant the parents a spirit of prayer for the administrators, teachers, and students. Give them a burden concerning the seriousness of their responsibility that they will recognize and respond with diligence and determination in raising their children. We pray they will be sensitive and wise concerning the needs of their kids. Help them to recognize their problems and grant them the wisdom, patience, power, and love to deal with them. Bless the parents with strength and power to cope with the pressure and demands of raising a child. Grant them wisdom to raise them. Pour out on them the patience and persistence in the face of the needs and problems of their kids. Bless them with what they need to do and carry it out rigorously. In Jesus' name.